Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on Sports Talk, we're going around the NFC South now. First, checking in with those Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They've won the division back-to-back-to-back-to-back. Four straight seasons, helping us break down the Bucs. J.C. Allen, Tampa Bay reporter for Bucs Game Day and host of the sick podcast, Pirate Parlay. J.C., always appreciate the time. How you been doing, man?
Good. You know, just we're in that spot where it's starting to wind down, but not really because we have camps left and the draft and everything, but staying busy.
Now, JC, everyone looks like in the NFC South, okay, we got to affect the opposing quarterback with an edge rusher, whether it was Carolina and the Saints or the Bucs. And then looking at the Falcons, what they did in that first round, they definitely influenced or went after that edge rusher. So where is Tampa Bay at with that as far as, you know, wanting to affect the opposing quarterback because – Diabe, if I'm pronouncing that right. A premium pass rusher. But is that something that they address and looking forward to for this upcoming season to try and five-peat?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think every team would tell you they want another pass rusher. And the Bucs were one that were very open about it. They went and they actually, as the clock struck noon on the tampering day, they signed Hassan Reddick. Who's coming off a down season with the Jets, but that had a lot to do with more a contract situation, and then obviously we saw what happened with the Jets after the season. But they're hoping that he can get back to his ways, double-digit sack. He's got Larry Foote, who was his coach when he was so productive with the Cardinals. So they're, you know, he's hungry. He's, as they say, PO'd, and he's ready to prove that, you know, he's still the same guy. He's a guy who, before last season, had four straight seasons of double-digit sacks, and through that time period led all edge rushers and strip sacks. So they have him, they have Diaby, they invested a second-round pick in Braswell last year, and they're really excited about his future. And they also have Anthony Nelson, who they signed, who's just their steady Eddie kind of do-it-all guy. Made a huge play against the Panthers in overtime that kept them in the playoffs last year. And then they drafted David Walker in the fourth round. And this guy is, you know, he comes from this small school playing, you know, not great competition. He's the best athlete on the field when you watch him, though, which is what you look for. And got invited to the Senior Bowl late and really showed that he could go up against the top competition in the draft and not only hold his own, but straight up bully some of those guys. So they're really excited about having him on this team too. And, you know, that's the name of the game, affect the quarterback, and it slows down the offense. So I think everyone's trying to add that in that NFC South division.
You know, JC, to stay on the defensive side, I've always been an unbelievable fan of his. Levante David, to me, he played like a 24-year-old in 2024. Now he turned 35 in January. What's his status? And then you look at the heart of the defense, where they are in the linebacker position. Address that. Levante David, has one more left in the tank, so to speak, or where are they at with the linebacker position?
Yeah, I don't expect a big drop-off from Levante just because he's so smart and instinctive and watches so much film. He knows what plays and diagnoses you know, the defense, what the offense is trying to do so quickly to put him in positions. And, you know, he has fallen off a little bit in coverage, lost a step. You know, he's still a productive coverage player, but he's not going to one-on-one the Travis Kelce's of the world anymore, but can still be productive in that role. So they found, you know, a different way to use him as a blitzer last year. I had 5.5 sacks. I think he was tied for second most on the team. And, you know, that is the spot where the Bucs wanted to get better. They felt like they didn't have great depth last season, mainly because their penciled-in starter right now, Servasio Dennis, went out, I think, in week 3 or 4 with a shoulder injury. And it's something that had been bothering him since college. He finally got that corrected. So they don't think it's going to be a concern going forward. But he's a guy who can do it all. You know, he's good in coverage. He can rush the passer. He's good against the run. So they're really hoping on him staying healthy and taking a big step in his development. But they also signed Anthony Walker in free agency. And he's been a better coverage guy than a run support guy. But he's been a plus. And he's been a starter in this league wherever he's gone, really. So, you know, they feel like they've improved the depth. A lot of Bucs fans wanted them to address it in the draft. Jahad Campbell, you know, Demetrius Knight, Carson Schwechsler. A lot of those guys didn't get to them. Jahad Campbell, obviously, with medical concerns. But there is concern there, even with the signing of Anthony Walker. They have old Deion Jones floating around there from the Atlanta days.
Yep.
But it is a concern. I think it's probably the biggest concern on the defense right now is the linebacker. Can Servasio be an every down linebacker? And can he stay healthy, most importantly? And then do they have enough depth there? It's a team that I would certainly be on the lookout if there's any pre-training camp or you know, final cutdown linebackers that come available. They feel like they can improve the floor, that fourth spot on the team. I think they'll take a look at it.
Now, JC, looking at the offensive line, obviously Graham Barton, the center. You know, a lot of concerns, I guess, like the Saints. You look in the interior, left guard, right guard, the center position. And right. Looking at the left guard, a lot like the Saints. What are their considerations? What are they doing going forward with that position?
Yeah, so they're set. They re-signed Ben Bredesen in free agency to a 3-year, I think, $21.5 million deal. So they got him on a real discount compared to what some of the other starters had got. And Bredesen's always been a good player. His problem was, especially, you know, the year prior when he was with the Giants, he was playing left guard, right guard, center. He hasn't really had stability. So to be able to settle in at one position and kind of master that position with the Bucs was really beneficial for him. Still the weak link on the line, though. But Tristan Wirfs, that's all I have to say about him. And Luke Goedeke is probably a top 3 or top 5, definitely top 5, if not top 3 right tackle in the league. If you really watch him and what he's able to do to shut down some of the most, you know, elite pass rushers, it's really fun to watch him. Cody Mock grew by leaps and bounds last year at right guard and is poised to take another step in the right direction. And then Graham Barton, moving from college tackle to center, there were some ups and downs, but there were a lot of ups, and a lot of the reason the Bucs had so much success in the running game was because of Graham Barton. As he settles in now in his year 2 and has a full offseason to actually work on his body and his position and not underwear drills and pro days at the combine, I think that'll help him tremendously, especially lifting with guys like Luke and Tristan. They lift crazy, crazy weight. And just settling in as a pass protector, I think he'll be better. So continuity across the line is great for the running game, great for the quarterback, great for the team as a whole. And they made sure they did that. They made some minor moves, you know, in free agency, signing a backup swing tackle in Charlie Heck. And, you know, they lost Robert Hainsey to the Jags to be their starting center. But they've got some guys they're comfortable with, and we'll see. They brought some intriguing undrafted free agents as well. We'll see who has a chance to crack the roster.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So there.
Now, JC, it seems like across the NFC South, look at the secondary. Everyone has cornerback, questions, whether it be depth or, who's starting and who's going to win the job. Where do you look at the Bucs at right now? Now, Jamal Dean, it seems like he simply can't stay healthy. And, lack of depth exposed, by the injuries, Zion McCollum. So where are they at in that regard with the cornerback? And then I look at safety. I've always been an Antoine Winfield, a junior fan. But the Bucs, I still think they need a long-term upgrade at the other safety spot. So, you can't be strong in every area. You're going to have liabilities. But like I said, the whole NFC South, they all got cornerback questions. But where are the Bucs at as far as their secondary?
Yeah, I think they view Zion McCollum as a true number one shutdown type of guy in this league. And just seeing his growth and development over the years from, year one where he was almost unplayable to now, it's easy to see why they believe that. He's, got the prototypical everything you look for in a cornerback. A lot of last season, his play started off really, really strong, and then it kind of tailed out. But a lot of that was due to injuries, too. He was playing with a different nickel back next to him, a different high safety or a different corner on the other side. And it's difficult to find your rhythm when you're having to communicate with other people, and they might not be as at the talent level as you are. So it kind of exposes you, and it minimizes your chance to take those risks and because you have a reliable safety over the top. But he's penciled in as the number one. He probably gets a contract extension this year or before free agency next year. Jamal Dean is just exactly what you said. He can't stay healthy, and that's why the Bucs attacked the position so heavily on day two of the draft and Benjamin Morrison and Jacob Parrish with their two rookie draft picks, because they didn't like what happened last year, and that was injuries hit, and they had to throw special teamers and undrafted free agency guys in there, and their depth wasn't. It looked strong at first, but season-ending injuries in week one to Bryce Hall, who they re-signed this season, they kind of decimated the room. So Jamal Dean is the starter for now. Benjamin Morrison is working his way back from that hip surgery he had last season in college. But, Jacob Parrish has really lit it up and looked really, really strong so far just through rookie minicamps and been glowed about during, phase two. Made two pick sixes in his rookie minicamp debut. So he profiles to compete for that nickel, but Tom Bowles says he likes him outside too. So Jamal Dean will have some competition there for sure. Everyone's competing, but, his ability to not get turnovers, he gets a million pass deflections but can't hold on to the ball, is going to put his job in jeopardy if one of these guys are ready to go. As far as safety, Antoine Winfield's penciled in. And when you look at a lot of depth charts, you look at it's Tyke Smith there at corner. But really, the Bucs are moving him from nickel cornerback to their strong safety this season. He's one of these versatile guys that can play free, strong, and play the nickel position, like Antoine Winfield Jr. So they've got some versatility in that back end to move things around. The question becomes, if a guy like Jacob Parrish, their third-round rookie, wins a cornerback spot, now you have Christian Izian, who took that spot over a little bit last year and was their starter the year before. Now you have him in a rover role who can play multiple positions. And, that fourth safety, fifth safety spot is up for battles. Guy like Kayvon Merriweather, maybe a Shiloh Sanders could come away with that spot. So it'll be interesting to see come training camp.
And Josh, I'm curious, JC, what can you tell us about Josh Grizzard, the new offensive coordinator for the Bucs? Four straight seasons this Tampa team's dealing with a new OC in charge.
Yeah, continuity is the biggest thing it brings, right? He's not changing the scheme, changing everything. There's new verbiage, obviously, but, that comes with almost every season. There's some new verbiage, and there's definitely, he's going to put his wrinkle on it, but pretty much what you saw last year is the same offense that's typically going to be run. There will be different ways he calls things and stuff like that, as every offensive coordinator is different, but the Bucs are really high on him. You talk to any of the guys, whether it's in a professional setting or a personal, private setting, and they've got nothing but great things to say about him. They're super excited. He brings a lot of energy to the room. They're hoping he doesn't leave, so we'll see if that works out. But you go back to where he learned from. Obviously, he was with Liam Cohen last year, and that was huge for, you know, his development in that McVay-style system. But he comes from that Shanahan system, too, with Mike McDaniels down there. But he's also had, you know, four other OCs come through, and Chan Gailey, and, you know, Brian Flores coach, part of the Brian Flores coaching staff. And they just kept him around because he was such a useful part of the organization. So, you know, he's going to come in and, you know, he's going to have his lumps. But what's really interesting is this training camp and OTA's mini camp, they're going to be doing what's called call it periods. So usually during camp, you know, you'll go out there and you'll have some scripted sessions where I want to get looks at these guys doing this and executing this against this look, executing this against this play. But they'll go out there where it's pretty much a scrimmage, you know. Todd Bowles is calling the defense. He's calling the offense live as it goes. And that will help him get that feel of how to adjust his play calling versus certain looks. And, you know, Todd's going to throw the kitchen sink. And we know Todd has one of the most exotic defensive looks that he'll have Vita Vea as a off-ball linebacker sometimes, you know. So, you know, it'll be very beneficial for him. And they've done that the past 2 years, actually, with Dave Canales and Liam Cohen. And you saw the level of success both of those first-time OCs in the NFL had.
Now, JC, before we let you run, the fan base, the Bucs fan base, is there hope? And they think Baker Mayfield's the guy to lead him to the promised land. You know, Tom Brady, all of a sudden, he comes in, he wins a championship. But how are they confident in Baker Mayfield leading the way?
Yeah, I think for Baker, you know, from going from nobody wanted him, outcast, $4 million contract, to now you're replacing the greatest football player of all time in Tom Brady, he's really found himself and really fit right in. He defines Tampa Bay. He's a Florida man now through and through. And you know, I heard comedian Bert Kreischer, out of all people, was talking about Baker Mayfield and said, you know, Tampa's where nobody fits in. You know, he didn't fit in Cleveland. He didn't fit in Carolina. He didn't fit in, you know, and he came down here and he fits in. And as a transplant, it's right, you know. So the fans, the city, the team, everybody loves him. He's just one of these kind of guys that you feel like you can go out and get a beer with. And he does that with the offensive line. Tom Brady would never or could never really because of his, you know, magnanimity. But, and as far as that's the expectation this year, a lot of Bucs fans have that expectation is, hey, we have an offense that finished top five in rushing, top five in passing, top five in scoring. You know, we have a defense that, when healthy, is above average, and we added some really good pieces, we feel like, to that. And we have Baker Mayfield at the helm. And, you know, again, this team is already being counted out. You see national analysts have the Panthers winning. They have the Falcons winning. Sorry, no Saints yet, but you could probably imagine
right. Why.
But, you know, it's a count us out. Count us out. Put a chip on our shoulder. I just did a story today, you know, PFF Football Focus came out with their quarterback rankings and had Baker below Brock Purdy and Geno Smith and even Jordan Love. And, you know, to me, it's like, you know, maybe Jordan Love I can see, but the other guys, you know, Baker has outperformed them over
right.
the last 2 years, the same time span they have. So,
you want a breakdown of the Bucs? Check out J.C. Allen. Always appreciate the time. Thanks so much, man.
All right, J.C., outstanding. Thank you.
Yeah, have a great one.
Tampa Bay Bucs reporter for Bucs Game Day, host of the Sick Podcast Pirate Parlay, J.C. Allen joining us there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.